Wednesday, January 10th, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Rich Vineyard and I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt? Is absent. And Goins? Thank you.
Okay. Previous meeting minutes. Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, November 8th, 2023?
Nope.
All right. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, Planning Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
All right. Minutes are approved. Moving on to the citizens' comments. Are there any citizen comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing as there are no comments from the public, we will move to the next item on the agenda. There is one public hearing scheduled tonight for the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent. You're also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand and raise your right hand and repeat after me. Okay, so we have no petitioners tonight. We're going to move on. The order of receiving testimony during the public hearing will be as follows. We'll do the petitioner presentation, and then following that will be those who wish to speak in favor of the request, followed by those who wish and speak of opposition of the request. May I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2024-2, Steve Greenblatt, for a variance?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call
yes.
Vote.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
All right. The public hearing up for tonight's discussion is as follows. Steve Greenblatt, petitioner, has filed an application within the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting relief from section 10-3-5 of the zoning ordinance requiring the location of an accessory structure to be a minimum distance of 5 feet from any side or rear property line for a residential parcel located at 703 South Main Street. The petitioner is also seeking a variance to section 10-3-5 to allow a detached accessory structure closer than 10 feet to any main building. The purpose of the request is to allow the installation of a shed. The real property zoned R2 Traditional Family Residence District consists of two contiguous parcels owned by the petitioner and is located at the southwest corner of West Washington Street and South Main Street in Yorkville. Is the petitioner for PZC 2024-2, Steve Greenblatt, ready to present?
Yes.
He wasn't here for
so time. We're going to have to swear you in real quick. Thank you, Christy. So just repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Steve Greenblatt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
Is the truth.
Is the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth. Thank you, sir. We're also going to ask you if you can sign in at the podium.
There's no papers.
Okay. We'll take care of that. You can present and then just sign in before you go.
Just a general statement of your request and then I'll do my staff review.
Okay, so. We are proposing to install a 10x16 shed within a 20-foot area, 20-foot wide area from the property line to our garage. And so the shed is essentially 5 feet from our neighbor's property, and it is within the 10-foot distance from our primary residence.
Okay.
The shed will be installed by a third party, fully complete. The shed will not require any foundation. It will be placed directly on gravel, and due to the way that the foliage of the trees relatively blocks view of the shed, it doesn't present an unattractive view from the street. Our house is on a corner lot, which makes it necessary to place this shed in that location. We wouldn't first put it within the area behind our house. Again, this is the most appropriate area, considering our property, to do that shed. I would also add that, in addition, originally, about a year ago, we did purchase essentially another 13 feet on our side yard from our neighbor, which would allow this shed to be installed within the 5-foot distance from the east property line. Any questions?
Any of the members, we have any questions?
Go ahead.
The color will match our house, and the roof will follow that same kind of farmhouse style.
Okay.
It won't be unaesthetic.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, if that's all you have. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here or on Zoom that wants to speak in opposition of the request? Hearing that there are none, any questions from the commissioners?
Nope, I'm good.
Everyone's good? Okay. Since all public testimony regarding the petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please. Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes. Okay, the public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is now closed. Seeing that there are no new items under unfinished business for this discussion, we'll move on to new business. Christy, do you have anything to add to PZC 2024-02 Steve Greenblatt variance request?
Sure. The petitioner did a great job in explaining the situation. In your packet, there's an image of the lot and how it's laid out. Let's see if I can move it to your dais.
I drove by it.
Right. It's pretty much covered as far as with vegetation.
It's an interesting layout.
It is, and it was part of the older part of town. Again, it's an R2 district. The lot's main portion, the northern lot, where the home primary structure is consistent with all of the setbacks and bulk requirements for the district. It's just that adjoining piece that's owned by the property owner to the south, where the shed would be located, that creates some difficulties. With the shed having to be in the required rear yard, that's where the issues arise. Staff is supportive of the request. If you'll look at the image that's also provided in your packet of how other properties' detached structures line up, this is consistent with what the petitioner is proposing. And we are supportive of the request. The petitioner did respond to the standards for granting a variance. We'll add those to the record, to the minutes, so that those will be incorporated. If you have any other questions for staff?
Anybody have any questions?
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't have any issues with this. I get a little worried about, as a fireman, I get a little worried about the whole setback thing. Just be cautious with what you keep in there. Other than that, I don't have any issues with moving this forward. May I have a motion to approve the petition PZC 2024-02 Steve Greenblatt variance request?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
We got to read it first.
Oh,
I got it.
Sorry, getting ahead of myself.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on January 10th, 2024, and approval of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of a request to vary the accessory structure location regulation contained in Section 10-3-5 of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance to permit a detached accessory shed to be located closer than 5 feet to the rear property line and less than 10 feet to any main structure of the subject property.
Okay. Sorry, can I get a roll call vote on that motion now?
Yes. Goins?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
All right. Motion is approved.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'd like to also thank Christy, who did a phenomenal job guiding me through the process. I'm an energy engineer, and I'm trying to read the law.
My friend, I love her too. Yeah, she does a very good job. We're lucky to have her in town.
Yeah, and again, thank you all for your service.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with your shed installation. Yeah, very good. Okay, staff, would you please present on PCC 2024-03, Kendall County petitions 23-32 and 23-33. This is a mile and a half review.
Correct. Kendall County, we have a representative here tonight. We'll be reviewing a request from A.B. Schwartz, LLC. So the property is located at 8115 Route 47 in unincorporated Kendall County. Consists of about five parcels totaling about 20 acres. Currently, it's owned by Grainco FS, and the site has about seven agricultural-style buildings as well as some various other uses, diesel, fuel, propane structures situated only on two of those parcels. So this property is also about 0.3 miles or about 1,600 feet from the nearest residential structure in Wendat Ridge. Staff reviewed the history that was provided by the county on the property. So as early as 1966, this property was zoned as M1. In mid-70s, it was rezoned to ag with a special use, which is how Grainco FS, which was formerly Kendall Grundy, operated. They ceased to operate their retail and farm equipment about 5 years ago on the site. So the property, if purchased by A.B. Schwartz, would be used for operating their tile business, office, warehouse uses, fuel storage, other light industrial, and Grainco will also remain on the site. All of these operations will remain in the existing structures. No new structures will be constructed on the site. As part of this request, they will have to seek rezoning in Kendall County. So right now, they are A1 with a special use. They're seeking to go to the M1, the manufacturing district. And also, they would have to amend their land use, land resource management plan, which is similar to our comprehensive plan, in that it would go from its current land use transportation corridor to a mixed-use business. Our 2016 comprehensive plan sees this site consistent with its current zoning, which is agricultural. If it is approved through Kendall County, we would then amend our comprehensive plan to change that future land use designation from the A1 zoning to be consistent with the manufacturing land uses, which we would recommend a GI, which is general industrial. Dan Kramer is on Zoom, who represents the petitioner, and as I mentioned, Matt Asselmeyer from the county is here. Did you want to say anything, Matt?
Please.
Yeah, I'm Matt Asselmeyer. I'm the Director of Planning, Building, and Zoning for the county. One thing that was alluded to, on pages 68 and 69 of the packet, there's an aerial of the area. We anticipate, based on comments that we've received from property owners as well as their attorneys, that the properties that are unincorporated presently from the Ausable building, which is on the northwest corner basically of that picture, it's on page 68, down through the IDOT yard, which is immediately south of the subject property for tonight's discussion, that they will they potentially could also request that the county changed the future land use map for them as well. They are classified as transportation corridor, as it are the two houses on the east side of Route 47 across the street from this property. So they could also potentially ask the county to change classifications to mixed-use business. The property south of the IDOT yard, which isn't visible on either of those aerials, is already planned to be commercial, as is the property to the southeast of the subject property. It's planned to be commercial in the county's plan. So if this is approved, there is the potential that all of those properties that are presently classified as transportation corridor up to the Yorkville boundary would also request a similar change. And I know the Ausable building, that people are trying to sell that and trying to get tenants in there, and the things that we heard as potential tenants were more along the lines of mixed-use business. versus retail establishment. So there's a very strong likelihood that those other properties could also ask for a reclassification and rezoning in the future.
Okay. Thank you. Danny, you guys have any questions for the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
Dan, I'm sorry. Dan, did you want to add anything? Not Dan. Dan
sorry,
Kramer.
Mr. Kramer, do you have anything to add, please?
Hi. Am I coming through okay speaker-wise?
Yes.
Good. Dan Kramer, on behalf of Andy and Bobby Schwartz, longtime area farmers and longtime customers of Grainco FS. So this worked out perfect for Grainco and clients both. It seems a bit odd that their farm tiling business, although they could tile for us in our yards or, you know, residential or commercial setting, but primarily they're an ag-related company, but it's not a permitted use under ag special use in the county. It is a, required to be an M1 zoning, so that's why we asked for the rezoning. And again, I think it's a great use of, you've got energetic young man who maintain, or young men who maintain those buildings out there. And again, with their longtime relationship, the two functions that Grainco still does there are going to continue as a tenant. So we look forward to working with the county and would appreciate your positive recommendation. Christine did a great job, as always, summarizing it. And Matt's comments were very apropos. So I'll be quiet.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Again, do you guys have anything?
No.
To be honest with you, this is consistent.
Yep. Makes total sense to me.
Yeah. Absolutely, positively makes sense. So I have a motion to approve PZC 2024-3, Kendall County Petitions 23-32, and 23-33, 1.5 mile review.
So moved.
Okay. Want to read the motion?
Yep. In consideration of the proposed 1.5 mile review of Kendall County Petitions 23-32 and 23-33 for a map amendment from A1 to M1 and an amendment to the Kendall County future land use map from transportation corridor to mixed use business for an approximately 20 acre property consistent of 5 parcels commonly known as 8115 Route 47. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommends to the City Council to approve the request.
All right. Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Millen?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Goins?
Yes.
All right. Motion approved.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Okay, moving on to additional business. Is there any other business the city wants to update us on?
Sure. A couple things. Two that are on the agenda and two that aren't. City Council update in regards to the senior building. It's called Fox Hill Senior Living. That was approved by City Council. So the rezoning and variance and the petitioner is seeking to start construction this year. And then the Abbey Properties final plat, that was approved, and they will be moving to start finishing out phases 2 and 3 and then beginning to do earthwork on phase 4, which was just approved. The UDO was passed by the City Council at the December 12th meeting, so we will be launching the website. It's up, it is in draft form, but we will be finalizing that before the end of January 31st. The UDO has gone into effect January 1st, so we may see some text amendments as we come along, as we did when we updated the 2014 holistic zoning ordinance. But I'm really happy with it, and I think it's going to be some good changes. And then finally, we did hire a planner.
Good for you.
So we do have a planner starting on the 22nd of this month.
Nice.
Our name is Sarah Mendez. I don't know if she's on Zoom. We invited her on Zoom. But a little bit about Sarah. She's a graduate of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. She has a Bachelor's of Arts in Urban Studies and Planning. She has a certificate in GIS, so similar to Jason's background, graphic background. She was a planning intern for CMAP, and she also was a social media intern for the engineering college. So she has some social media background, some design background, so I think she'll be a great asset to the city. So you will see her next month.
Awesome. If you're out there, welcome. Awesome.
That's all staff had.
Very good. Seeing as there's nothing there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, we may have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Dismissed. At 7:20.